In a move reminiscent of the run-up to the 2008 elections, Masungo Governor Titus Maluleke this week read the riot act to NGOs operating in the province before indefinitely suspending 29 of them from conducting operations. This crackdown has left thousands of beneficiaries without crucial services, which were provided by the suspended NGOs. The suspended non-governmental organizations include the Zimbabwe Peace Project, the Kita Care International, and a number of others providing services to people living with HIV and AIDS. Maluleke made the announcement after meeting with members of the Joint Operations Command in Masingo, including the head of the army, police and prison services in the province. Flanked by the Joint Operations Command members, the governor said he had given the NGOs until last December to register with his office, but they had failed to do so. He said he was left with no option but to suspend the organizations from operating in Masungo province because they were operating outside the law.
You have not submitted your organization's memorandum of understanding and a certificate of registration through the PA's office as per my directive, prompting me to believe that it is not lawfully registered and hence is operating outside the confines of the law. Given the foregoing, I am left with no option but to immediately suspend your organization from doing any operations in my province until all the requirements of the law are met. Please be guided accordingly.
The governor said NGOs seeking to operate in the province should not only inform his office, but seek authority from him to do so. He drew a parallel with marriage, where he said people must register to protect the institution.
You do not simply notify my office, the PA's office, and all the offices of your intention to do well in the province. You seek authority. That's why we have a local authority. We should give you a note as to whether indeed they require your service to complement government structures.
The move has cast a cloud of uncertainty over thousands of hungry villagers who depended on the NGOs to obtain relief food assistance. The move affects vulnerable groups, including orphans, the elderly, and those living with HIV and AIDS, who cannot fend for themselves. HIV-positive Masungo resident Nyevera Ngwirizizi said he has been receiving help from civic groups for years, but with the suspension, he could no longer access free medicine and food.
This action which the governor took is very, very disturbing to the human's life, to our lives, especially me, because I really depend, I really rely on these NGOs. If possible, he could reverse this decision. To my side, I'm HIV positive. I was getting free treatments from different organizations as well, and tablets. Not me alone, as most of the people. And food was being supplied to other people, orphans and widows.
But Maluleke, in announcing the suspension which took effect Tuesday, referred some NGOs whom he said had not regularized their papers to the Department of Social Welfare for assistance in putting their administrative house in order. Such groups include the Gyros Jira Association, which caters for the physically handicapped and has operated in Masungo for many years. National Association of Non-Governmental Organizations Chief Executive Officer Sifa Zinumwe refused to comment on the issue and threatened journalists with unspecified action if they do not report correctly on the issue. But Nango Provincial Chairman Sylvester Chinganga said that given the suspension, it means all the affected NGOs must comply with the governor's requirements. However, Chinganga said many people will suffer as the suspension means the flow of services has been disrupted.
Organizations have to comply with the certain conditions for them to operate. For those who fail to comply, it means their services are no longer reaching the intended communities or beneficiaries.
The impact that is likely to be there is that in trying to meet with the requirements, that will stop the flow of services and aid to the intended communities. And in the process, some who should have benefited in a particular time will miss the services or the benefit, and some people might suffer in the process.
President Mugabe and ZANU-PF have often accused NGOs of engaging in politics, but NGOs say they are just performing their duties. Reporting for Studio 7 from Masungo, this is Obed Pepkai.